I feel sick at heart this morning. This is September 11th. Got the news of the shooting of Charlie Kirk. Sick for our nation. Just this ache that we are somehow facing spiritual forces of darkness that are beyond any of our capacity to seem to be able to control. And it's so crushing that the date that we remember this is September 11th, when we remember another day of horrific violence, when it just seems like hatred wins. And so we lament. When we lament, we just name this is wrong and it must be protested, must not be allowed to stand on the earth. And we turn to God because He is our foundation and our only hope. And there's not just wrong in the world, there is wrong in me. And so we name it, we come together and we pray and we ask for God's help. And we do that now. Obviously, no matter what anybody's political persuasion is, these moments transcend whatever differences exist in that way profoundly. So God, we pray for our nation. We pray for the Kirk family and for friends and for everybody where personally there'll be a hole in a life where a person was. We pray for our nation. We pray for healing. God, there just seems to be such a sense of enmity and suspicion and hostility and division, and we can't seem to be able to fix it. And yet we know there is one who gave his life to tear down what the Apostle Paul called the dividing wall of hostility. And God, that wall just keeps coming back and coming back. It is a very stubborn wall, and we cannot tear it down, but there is one who went to the cross. And we pray his name and his power and his love and his transcending forgiveness and his reconciliation. Would you, God, bring comfort to those who need it most right now? Would you bring peace and healing to our land? Would you show to each one of us whatever small things that we can do or say or not do or not say that can put us to work for you in the cause of your kingdom? And we pray this together with a great awareness of our need. In Jesus' name, amen.